Primal duration. One of Marie's dogs is half coyote. Her bushy tail is black-tipped. Her muzzle is pointed, and she stares the way coyotes look at you an instant before disappearing. And she howls. Yes, a song dog. People know she's half wild. So the girls have decided not to burn Marie's shack. Too repetitious. They've decided to kill this dog because she's wild. Marie calls the dog Tawny. The girls want to feed Tawny glass. They bring a can of dog food and an empty Dos Equis bottle, waiting for Tawny to run off alone as she does. They hide where the gully twists away from the dump and towards the mountains. They know Tawny comes here alone to hunt for rabbits. This is her route, one says. They open the can of dog food, break the bottle, and mix the glass in carefully with a fork, leaving the food in the shade of a creosote so it won't spoil before Tawny comes. She comes here every day, around this time, the girl says. The doll breaks. Tawny drags herself back to Marie, blood dripping from her mouth. I must help this child die. Marie holds her, a streak of red brushed by Tawny's tongue against the open codex page, the symbol for my baby. Marie had drawn a face like her own, but rounder, my baby. Her eyes are circles, blood on one cheek now. Tawny whimpers. Marie strokes her, the other dogs watch. The sky darkens inside my eyes. Don't let me think or act, or I will be violent. This has to be a moment of love. I can't see. As Tawny dies, mercy envelops them helplessly. I couldn't leave you. The darkness is now gray and moist like a tear. Mercy touches them all. I have gone wandering, but I always hear a call. Paradox of kings. There is no culture anywhere in these countries I almost live in, though there is history, and there was once, but now only monolithic companies. I drove through town, nothing left, a two-story ragged portion of the desert theater, another building almost torn away, leaving a structure with scant paint, couple of windows, our culture. I don't want to live in one of those in the past future perfect tense. It isn't that I don't want to live. In the south of France, Rousseau, the contemporary poet, will now read. He sits at a table facing a black window that reflects him. I stand behind and stare at his image intently. He is so plain. A woman staples her poems together. Then he cries out in a note, what a musical genius. We are so fortunate to have him, whom no one cares about. I don't. I'm my own poet. You don't need a poet. You don't need anything but a big store. You don't even need yourselves, and that's fine. I guess there wasn't anyone to write to. I did it for the universe of ghosts, half coyote, half motel.